Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
June 11th is Trinity Sunday. And it's also called Mission Sunday because it's the day we get our instructions from Jesus to go forth and convert the whole world. A lot of time and energy has been poured into that challenge through the ensuing centuries. Often we made a terrible mess of it. We would force people to be baptized whether they wanted to or not. Once in Seville, 40,000 Jews were baptized under pain of leaving the country by a priest who strode them through the cathedral palace, sprinkling water on them. Other times, we have forced them to abandon their native cultures and become Europeans like us. Well, my story about this is about an enthusiastic young parish priest who said once, "I have 20 tickets to a Sox game tomorrow." Cub fans will tell you that free tickets for Sox games are easy to find, even when they're world champions. About 25 kids, even some girl kids, put up their hand. "Well," said the priest, "we can't take everyone." He almost said girls can't come because they don't understand baseball. He thought that was true, but fortunately for him, his guardian angel intervened and shut his mouth. And she said, "I tell you what you do. How many of you are Cub fans?" More than half the kids put up their Cub fans, because, of course, in Chicago, Cub fans outnumber Sox fans 3-1. Now, some would say that these Cub fans had excellent taste. Other would say that they were that way because of genetic programming. "Cub fans," the priest said, thinking any way out, "can't go. Sorry." 9 hardcore Sox fans approached him with their hands out. He still had 11 tickets. "I tell you what," he said. "How many of you Cub fans want to convert and be Sox fans for the afternoon only?" "Well, you know what Cub fans are like." So the priest went to the game with 9 hardcore Sox fans. That night when he explained what happened, the wise old Monsignor said, "You might have flipped a coin." "I never thought of that," said the young priest. "It's not evil to ask people to convert to the other team for an afternoon." Alas, how often we have used methods like that against those who are not Catholics, even against those who marry into our families.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.